put a note under my door.
Lock Talk Radio.
That's going to be the first thing I do tomorrow morning when I come in. I said, okay.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory's Story, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up my radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Election Day, Tuesday, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and now let's talk sports radio. Let's talk about the NFL. NFL Sports Radio. Well, all right, this is week number 9 in the NFL, and last night was the end of week, Monday Night Football for the last day of week number 9 played the Baltimore Ravens. Who did they play last night? They whooped them bad. But Baltimore Ravens played somebody last night. Who did they play last night, DJ?
The Baltimore Ravens beat the New Orleans Saints 27-13.
Yeah. All right. Baltimore Ravens won last night. That gave me 10 wins last week. I was 10-4. So that was a good week for G Money, the pimp comic. All right. Well, that's G Money sports report. We don't have any sports to talk about. We're not talking about the Golden Knights, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, and we're not talking about the Las Vegas WNBA Aces women's basketball. And who else aren't we talking about? I think we got a Las Vegas baseball team now called the... They used to be called the Oakland Athletics, but now they're the Las Vegas Athletics. But we're not talking about them, and we're not talking about the Las Vegas soccer team called the, I don't know what their name is either. But yes, Las Vegas has become a sports mega capital in the United States. So right now, we're just talking. We're not going to even talk about the NBA because Las Vegas doesn't have an NBA team. But we're trying. We're trying to get one here. So I may be talking about NBA sports pretty soon. But right now, we're just talking about the NFL. That's what we're talking about. So until Thursday, I hope you enjoy the NFL sports for week number 9, as G-Money ended up 10-4 in week number 9. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, let's play a song. I want to play Looking Down, Looking Down, Looking Down from My House on the Hill. Looking down, looking down, looking down from my house on the hill. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house.
I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lights in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin. And their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock. And the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill, that's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm G Money, the pimp camp. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? So I've made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so
get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Tuesday's radio show, Election Day, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story I want to share with you. A man walking down the street in New York. He was walking by all these businesses, and he was walking back and forth in front of these stores, and he walked into a restaurant, and he stopped and went into the restaurant and sat down at a table and was looking at a menu. And then the waitress came and said, can she take his order? And he said, yes, he'll have a bowl of soup. And she said, is that all? He said, yes, ma'am, that's all. And she said, okay. And she took his menu and walked into the kitchen and came back with a big bowl of soup, sat it down in front of him. And she said, enjoy your meal. And he said, thank you. And he was looking around. And he said, waitress, waitress, I need your help. I have a problem. And she came and she said, can I help you, sir? What is your problem? He said, taste the soup. He said, why? Is it too hot? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? Is it too cold? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough meat in it. He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough vegetables in it. He said, taste the soup, please. And she said, okay, okay. And she reached around and she said, where's your spoon? And he said, uh-huh. That'd be the problem. You didn't give me a spoon to eat my soup with. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There were some animals that walked into a restaurant, and they sat down at a table and prepared to eat. And it was a lion, a duck, and a goose that sat down at the table. And the waitress showed up, and she went to the lion and asked him what did he want to eat. And he said, he'll have a chocolate shake. And she said, okay. And then she went to the goose and said, what would you like to eat? And the goose said, I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich. And she said, okay. And duck, what would you like to eat? And the duck said, I'll have a cheese, grilled cheese sandwich. And she said, okay. And then she went back to the lion and she said, are you sure you don't want something else to eat? And the duck said, hey, lady, waitress, stay in your lane. Because if he was hungry, do you think we would be here now? I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, got a couple more jokes for you, short ones. That was a teddy bear that somebody brought to lunch. And they said the teddy bear didn't eat very much because he was stuffed. Woo! I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I'm so funny, I move the crowd. There was a lady with one eye and one leg. And I asked his friend, what did he call it? And he said he called her IHOP. Woo! I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, DJ Papa Dick, let's play a song. Let's take another commercial break and play a song, maybe something by the West Coast rappers, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, Too Short, and E-40, and let's see what they got to say to entertain us today. And we'll be back for more of the show after the music.
So I got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me and he looked over my sodas and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk. And he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up, and I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
Yeah. West side. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We connecting, y'all. West, y'all. You probably never gon' see light. You never had a from the hood with that D light. California, baby, so you know just what we like. Walk that, talk that, the G light. Trunk full of gas, usually in my backpack. Run up on the dog and I rap that, 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 that. Stepping through the priest, the paint job beast. Cruising through the city with your mama or your niece. On the east side, we ride the most. Kick and roll, then we slide the post. Stay fly, but drive with toast. You better recognize Jeremiah and T.I. We collectivize, rectify, outstanding. Premeditated, never reprimanded. In a mask looking like a bandit. Jetting my jet to another planet. That's how I planned it. Off we go.
Only other way is to pay me cash. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Get back, give me some scratch, a big stack. I'm fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back.
I got chrome and paint. Nigga, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Bitch, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Smoking that tank in my chrome and paint.
Real Mac, bitch, get back.
Yeah.
like that green, purple like that purple. Before I start rapping, MCs look like purple with funny ass haircuts and tight ass clothes. No six clothes, the game wasn't close. I had to come through like Darth Vader with Activator in all black. A nigga act like the waiters. Now you know why I rap like Go Fly, cause I'm a C-A-L-I-B-O-Y. So fly, I do this shit flow by. Don't lie, a nigga is a soldier. I told ya, this right hand will fold ya. This California Cobra ain't never ever sober. No Testarossa, West Coast to Nostra. Black and brown stay down like we supposed to. It's the governor, laugh now, cry later. If I ran, bitch, I'd be swimming later.
West, y'all.
Only other way is to pay me cash. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Get fat, get the scratch, a big stack. I'm fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back.
I got chrome and paint. Nigga, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Bitch, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Smoking that tank in my chrome
with
and paint.
Real Mac, bitch, get back. In the limo, checked in the suite, yeah. Made a few calls, it's time to go.
Time to go.
Bust a few rhymes at the studio.
Come on.
No, I don't do it for the love of it.
Okay.
I love it, but I do it for the love I get.
Okay.
Big checks, you think the sex is next. When I left the studio, had to go do a show for the 10 with the triple zero.
I'm a real one, my get rid of that clown, get rid of Factor. Probably don't count, he a lame, he don't matter. Shining like the Big Dipper, glowing like a star. Licking up the pie, pulling up in my car.
Only other way is to pay me cash,
yeah.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. Get
yeah.
Fat, give me the scratch, a big stack.
Come
you
on.
Fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back.
Yeah.
Only other way is to pay me cash, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Get
yeah.
Fat, give me the scratch, a big stack.
Come on.
Fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back.
I got chrome and paint, nigga. What you think? I got chrome and paint, bitch. What you think? I got chrome and paint. Smoking that tank in my chrome and paint.
So we were in the airport, but we were still waiting on our buddy to come from the security check-in section. And we were sitting talking with the flight attendant. So they called us, and he walked out and met us halfway in the airport, and we went to the security section and picked him up. And he was mad. Oh, he was pissed off because he had to strip down to his underwear and they checked his booty hole to see if he had any kind of ammunition or any kind of guns in his butt. Now, what kind of mess is that? And that's what he thought, too. What kind of mess is that? How am I going to carry a gun in my butthole? What kind of stupid... who they think I am. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Forget Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. Today, on Tuesday, Election Day, I'm broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory Stories on Tuesday, Election Tuesday, and welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story I want to share with you. There was a man who was waiting on his wife to deliver a baby, and she delivered this baby, and it was just a head. It didn't have no legs, no body, no arm. It was just a head. But he loved that baby like it was a regular Norman baby, and he carried it with him everywhere he went. He drove in his car, and he carried the baby's head everywhere he went. And one day, the baby had a birthday. He turned 21 years old. So the man took the baby's head to a bar and sat the head on the bar and told the bartender he wanted to drink for his son. He was 21 years old that day, and he wanted to buy him his first beer. So the bartender said, all right. He drew a draft beer, and he put it on the bar in front of the head, and the father took the beer, and he pulled it up to the kid's mouth, and he let the kid take a swig, and he swallowed it, and then, boom, all of a sudden, the kid's arms popped out. And everybody in the bar was fascinated. They were like, oh, my God, give him another drink. Give him another drink. And the man took and he gave the kid another drink, and his body popped out. And everybody in the bar was praising God, and they were screaming and hollering. And they said, give him another drink. Give him another drink. And the baby grabbed his drink with his hand, and he took another swig, and all of a sudden his legs popped out. And he was standing up at the bar, and his daddy was so proud. He was so happy that his baby was looking like a normal kid. And everybody at the bar was saying, take another drink, take another drink. And the kid grabbed a beer, and he took another drink. And he fell backwards, and he wasn't used to walking on his legs. So he was wobbling around the bar, and he was bumping into tables and chairs. And he bumped into the door, and he fell out the front door, and he fell on the sidewalk. And then his daddy went out there and helped him up. And daddy stood him up, and he started walking again. And he tripped and fell in the street and got hit by a car and got killed. And everybody in the bar was so sorry. They were in mourning over the death of this kid. And they were like all saying, they were sorry that the baby had died, and they were giving the man their condolences on the situation, and they were all depressed and feeling bad. And the man went to the bar, and he looked at the bartender, and the bartender was just whistling. He was whistling an old Irish song, and the man asked, how come you're not sad and depressed, bartender? And the bartender said, well, he should have quit while he was ahead. I'm G Money, the pimp commie. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, you know, I wrote a book, and they said the book was sorry, and they put it on the Braille reading list, and the blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic. You know, they had a lion. They had two men that were sitting under a tree in the forest. One man was reading a newspaper, and the other man was typing on his typewriter. And a lion came, and he ate the man that was reading the newspaper, and then he left. He didn't bother the man that was typing. But I guess the moral of the story is Reader's Digest and Writer's Cramp. I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, DJ Papa D. Let's take a commercial break. We'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
Thank you.
where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too, so they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Pencil a little bit. So, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories on Election Day Tuesday, right now, right here, and right today. So make sure you vote, everybody, because today is a big election day. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to tell you that there was a man that was speeding on the highway. He was doing over 100 miles an hour, and he passed a highway patrolman that was sitting off on the side of the highway. He was behind a freeway billboard, and he was getting ready to eat his lunch. And he saw the man speed by on the highway, and he said, "Oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway." So he put his lunch up, and he took off in pursuit of the man that was speeding on his highway. And he said when he was pulling up to the man, he said he's going to ask him why he was speeding. And if the man has a good excuse, he's going to let him go. And he's going to go back and finish his lunch. So when he stopped the man, he asked him, "Why were you speeding?" And the man said, "Well, I passed the billboard and I saw the highway patrol behind the billboard, and it reminded me of my wife and how my wife ran off with the highway patrolman. And then when I saw the lights come on behind me, I thought you were trying to catch up with me to give my wife back." I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. All right. Well, now it's time for me to play a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, without further ado, play the story. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So the stock reports were coming in every 3 months, and we were getting paid on the dividends from the stocks that the company owned. And I was putting the stocks in the drawer in the file. So that was my job. And I found out that my vice president, Mr. Bouchereau, and the back office manager were buying and selling stocks on their own. They were taking the information that had come from the back office. the back office would send a report to all the brokers, and they would send a report to everybody in the office on what the results of the corporations were doing, how much money they were making, and what their situation was in the financial market, whether they had gone up or they had gone down, if the stock had risen or if it had gone down. And so the brokers would use that information to give to their clients to see if their clients wanted to invest more of their money in the stock market. So I found out my boss and the manager were doing the betting on stocks in the office. And I was like, I want to know what you guys are doing. Tell me what you're doing so I can learn too, because I want to learn how the business goes. And they said, that's fine, we can show you, but you have to learn a little at a time. We can't tell you everything at once. We got to tell you a little bit at a time. So I was like, okay, we'll do a little bit at a time. And I was following the report that I was getting every day on the stocks and what the situation was. And then I was listening to them as they were talking, and I found out that they were buying Nike and Puma stocks. And at that time, they were penny stocks. Nike was 25 cents a share, and Puma was 30 cents a share. So they were investing in Nike and Puma. And they had bought like 1,000 shares of each one of the stocks. And they were taking it and holding the stock and seeing how high it would go. And then once it went up to a certain level, the vice president, Mr. Bouchereau, would sell his share of the stock and make the money. But the manager would say, no, it's not time to sell yet. The stock is still going to rise, so we need to keep the stock. So I'm not selling mine. I'm going to keep mine. And you sold yours a little early, but I'm going to keep mine, and I'm going to make some more money. And every time they did that, the manager would make more money than the vice president. He kept selling his stock too early. And they were talking about that, and I'd be listening in on the conversation. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm marking on my paper the stocks that they're investing in, and I'm following it as it's growing. And I know the stock is increasing, and I'm making a mark on the paper that I'm following these stocks. And so the manager and the vice president, Mr. Bouchereau, they were making money on the stock market, and they just kept rising and rising, buying and selling shares of stock. And I was like, okay, this is good. And I was really interested in what they were doing. I found out that they had a softball team for the brokerage. And they asked me if I wanted to play. And I had come in there straight out of college. I was in excellent shape. I had played sports all of my life. I had lifted weights. I came in there looking buff and strong and ready to play ball because I had a goal of trying to play pro baseball. So I had played baseball in college, and I had worked out, and I was in the gym, and I was in excellent shape. So when I stepped into the brokerage, I'd come to work draped every day because I had some slacks and I had like 6 or 7 pairs of shoes that matched every color that I wore, and I had some nice shirts. In fact, I had tuxedo shirts with the ruffles in the middle that you wear when you wear a tuxedo jacket. And I had a couple of sports coats, not many, but I had a couple of sports coats. I had a gray one, I had a black one, and I had a brown sports coat. So that was the limit to my wardrobe. But I had a lot of pair of slacks. I had gray and black and blue and green and brown slacks. So I dressed pretty nice to go to work. And the people in my office, the girls, really took to me. They really liked my attention, and they were trying to help me as much as they could by helping me learn the job and the position. And I was being courted by the girls, and I was being courted by the guys. And I didn't really think anything about it. I thought everybody was just being real helpful until I realized that all the guys that work at the stock brokerage, they were all gay. And they were constantly trying to help me. They were bringing me coffee and helping me with my reports and helping me put my folders together for the stock reports and everything. And I thought they were just being really nice until I started getting invitations to go to their house after we got off work. And I was like, I'd go over and visit a couple of times, and we'd sit up and have drinks, and, you know, I'd socialize with them. And then I realized that they wanted more than just being my friend. They were trying to date me. And I was like, oh, no, what's going on here? You know, so I would, like, excuse myself real politely, you know, because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So I would just excuse myself, and I would leave. And then I'd go back to work, and they would come up to me saying, how come you left? Why didn't you stay? You know, we were going to have dinner, and I cooked for you. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you had all of these plans for me. I was just coming by to have a drink or two, and I wasn't really planning on, you know, spending the night. I was just coming to be sociable because you're in my office, and, you know, we're working together. So I did that with the guys, but the girls, man. Well, I found out that they had a softball team for the brokerage, and they asked me if I wanted to play. And man, I started playing on the softball team, and I was like, I'm like a pro athlete. I've been playing baseball all my life, and I get out there and I'm playing co-ed slow pitch softball, and I'm playing center field, and every time they hit a fly ball, I ran it down. There was nothing that they hit in the outfield that dropped. I caught everything. I was running everything down, because that's what I do. I'm a ball player, so I run everything down. And when I get up, I'm hitting left-handed because I don't want to mess up my right-hand swing on timing that for a slow-pitch ball. And I'm hitting shots. Boom! I'm hitting shots between the right fielder and the center fielder. And I'm running around, and I do a stand-up double. I'm like, yeah, boy, I'm in the house. And the girls on the sideline is cheering, and they're yelling and screaming, go, G, go, Gregory, yeah, Gregory. And I'm like, yeah, well, this is what I do, you know. I'm a ball player. And the next person get up to hit a ground ball in the infield, and I run to third. And they get thrown out at first. And then somebody else gets up and hits another ground ball in the infield. Well, I'm halfway home. And I score because they don't have a catcher that is prepared to make a play at the plate. Basically, they just have somebody back there catching the ball and throwing it back to the pitcher. He wasn't trying to throw anybody out at the bases. He wasn't trying to make no plays at the plate when the guy comes home and tries to score. He wasn't trying to block the plate and be in the way of the runner or nothing, you know. He was standing on the side of the plate, and he was saying, come on in. And so every time I got to third base on the ground ball, I was scoring because I knew he wasn't going to try to stop me at the plate, and I scored. And all the cheerleaders, the girls were screaming and hollering. It was great. And everybody loved me, and they came and kissed me, and they were like, oh, man, you're so good. And the next time I got up, I hit another double, rope to center field, hit it over his head, and then I run to second, and I just stand up double. I'm like, yeah, boy, this is me. I'm in the house, and I'm having a good time. And then I get up again, and I hit a triple. And I run to third, and I'm thinking I'm going to go all the way home. And I say, no, I stop at third. And I let him throw to the plate, and the catcher misses the ball. And I'm like, man, I could have had an in-house, inside-the-park home run. But I didn't. I stayed at third, and my next batter got up, and he hit a ground ball, and I scored on the ground ball. So I scored again. So every time I scored, the girls were going crazy. My clerks in my office, they were really amazed. And so we go back to work, and, oh, man, that's all they talked about is how Gregory scored the winning run and how Gregory ran and caught all these fly balls in the outfield, how he threw the ball and threw a guy out at second base. He threw a guy out at third base. I'm like, man, I'm a ball player. That's what I do. I play the game. I'm a professional ball player. This softball stuff is just kids play for me. And I'm playing the game. And when I was playing, the other brokerages were trying to recruit me to come play for them. They wanted me to quit my job at Bateman Eichler Hill Richards, and they wanted me to go and play for them. Stanley Morgan asked me to come play for their brokerage, and it was a couple of brokerages that should be played for. And the guys were saying, man, you're good. You need to come over and transfer to our company and play for us. And I'm like, no, Bateman Eichler is the youngest brokerage company on the West Coast, and they're the fastest growing company on the West Coast. And that's what I know. So I'm staying. Plus, I want to be a broker, and they only got one black broker here. So if I stay, I can learn how to be a broker, and then it'll be two black brokers here. So I'm looking forward to being a broker, and that's why I'm staying. So the guys were like, okay, I guess that's all right. Man, you're a good ball player. I wish you would come play for us. And so every week we played a different company, and I would just be starring. I'd be running down all the fly balls. I'd be throwing out people, trying to steal second on the base. And the other teams were all amazed at how I played the game. And I told them, I said, man, I should have played pro, dude. I'm a college ball player, and I played this game. I've been playing since I was in the third grade. I know how to play this game. So I was enjoying playing softball with the team because we'd go out and we'd play every week. And I was just one and all over the place.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I'm a eight-figure, tailor-made nigga, quarter milli dripping up my pinky ring finger. I'm a whole knocker, big shit talker. I'm your favorite motherfucker when I kick game, spitting my slang, banging my game, love to let my nuts hang. I'ma blow through it, popping these bands, and spend it all like money and a thing, little mama. I'ma
Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available. right now on Storytime with GMoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
With Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Tuesday's radio show, Election Day, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and, well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down, because I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? And it's Election Day, so I got to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got to vote and get my vote in so that people know that I'm voting for my representatives. So I want it to go my way. So I want to say before I go, we need to acknowledge the birthdays of the fans and friends that I have that are following the radio show that are celebrating their birthdays today on November 8th, 2022. So DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we can recognize today to celebrate?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, November 8th, 2022. Happy birthday to Kenny West. Happy birthday to Janice Woods. Happy birthday to Ellie Shaw. Yep. Happy birthday to Charmanice Nicole Sharp, 29 years young today. Happy birthday to Mr. Tim Jackson, 55 years young. And last but not least, happy birthday to Derek Harris. And that's it for birthdays on today, November 8th, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. May God's graciousness be blessed. May you be blessed all day long and every day this month for your birthday, celebrating the end of the Scorpios and the beginning of the Sagittarius. So happy birthday to everybody, and may you have God's graciousness, and you may you be blessed by the Lord and Savior that has blessed your life on this planet. And I want to sing a happy birthday song to everybody that's celebrating their birthday in the month of November, right before Christmas on Election Day Tuesday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. On Election Tuesday, may you celebrate your birthday in the name of our Lord. May you celebrate in the goodness and the grace of our Lord and Savior. And may you have many, many gifts bestowed upon you today as you celebrate your birthday. Today, November 8th, 2022. May you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. May you have God's graciousness bless you every day of your life. So I'm G Money, and I'm wishing you a happy birthday. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Let us. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus. but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.